Wessels, Brother and Sister, JJ. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, September 12, 1899. Dear Brother and Sister Wessels, I thought you would be pleased to hear from us. We took the train at the appointed time and found plenty of room. I laid down on the seat and slept for an hour. Sarah also slept an hour. Two conveyances met us at the station, my phaeton, drawn by two horses and driven by Sister Peck, and the cart for our luggage, drawn by Rowdy. I have not slept since 1 o'clock. The manuscript sent in the morning by express was prepared and ready for me to read when I reached home. This was very quick work. I have read 51 pages carefully, and I now lay aside my American mail to write a few lines to you. After crossing the ferry last evening, we drew up our carriages and had a short council in regard to matters concerning the sanitarium. I hope, Brother John, after all my entreaties to get you from Africa, you will not feel that there is nothing for you to do in this place. After I had taken my place in the train, the matter which was related in our committee meetings regarding the work of a manager in our sanitariums was clearly presented to me. I was shown that this is your place. Sarah and I were in a ladies' compartment, so I was not obliged to talk, but I had opportunity to do some earnest thinking. I recalled the light given me in reference to yourself, which was that your position was to be that of manager. Dr. Caro needs one by his side who will be his counselor. This will not fasten you to the sanitarium all the time, but if ever there was a time when you are needed, it is now. We need you to come right into the sanitarium and help the doctor. You need now to be getting a hold and obtaining an influence. In regard to Brother Morse, the arrangements made for him and brought before the few in your parlor will be followed. Now, my brother, step into your lot and place. I present the case of Brother Sharp before you. He should have nothing or very little to do with accounts until he has had a full year's rest. His life and talents are precious, but he has come very near bankruptcy of the brain power. He is carrying altogether too heavy a load of care. As our brother in the Lord, we should have special interest in his case. I want him placed in a position where his brain can have as much rest as possible, and his physical powers be called into exercise. He should not accept any less wage than he is now receiving. It is none too much. I feel great concern for his health. I want him to become physically sound. The Lord will certainly make up all accountable if we do not now take right hold of his case. His line of work will be more clearly defined as soon as possible. Right here, let me say, you are needed just now. The doctor thinks you will not take any position now, but you must. You need to keep a sharp lookout in regard to buying and selling health food supplies in a better way than is now being done. I cannot tell you all now, but you are needed. The doctor needs you as his helper, and then you are needed to look for places that can be bought as cheaply as possible, so that the sanitarium can be rightly located. Let there be no delay in this matter. The Lord certainly has a place for his building. You can take in the situation. We want not that any man shall become linked with the doctor who will be his shadow, who will do just as he shall suggest. I say, take hold as one who is to act an important part in the building up of the sanitarium. As a physician, the doctor has his place. As a manager, you have your place. Brother Morse is out of his place. Stand by the doctor's side now, for he needs you. He has not experience, and you can help him to gain an experience. Your individuality must be expressed. The doctor has some fears that you will think the facilities here so meager that you will see the contrast between this institution and the South African sanitarium so clearly that you will suggest changes which will consume means. But we must do with the facilities we have until our own institution is erected. The means we shall have for this is the Lord's. Let the doctor see that you can judge in this case. Watch every opportunity to find a place suitable for the building. This is hastily written, for it must go this morning. Let the doctor see that although you have had in hand plenty of means to handle, you also have the talent of economy, which you can exercise in an emergency. You know of the dearth of means here, and God will help you and bless you in taking right hold. The matters you will have to attend to cannot now be definitely defined, but as you take hold of the work, you will see and understand them. The doctor needs you as a man of appointment. You were to leave Africa to come to Australia, for dangers were opening before you and your mother's family. I cannot now relate all that I may tell you at some future time. I would write to Elder Daniels, but I have no time today. You can show him this letter. I think it is now time for you to connect with the sanitarium. The doctor seems to have the opinion that you do not want to connect with any class of work at present, but I do not think he understands you.